Depends.
If you're one of the lucky ones.
There's all kinds of DJs.
But what I like about it is that when something is like that, that really it's not really, you know, lucrative for most people, it means that people are passionate about it and sincere.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Some of us just do it for the love, you know, and have a 9-to-5 on top of that.
Yeah. What's your 9-to-5?
My 9-to-5 is selling and buying records, collecting, buying and selling vinyl.
And also, 45s are kind of your specialty, right? Because that's when you DJ, you do a lot of great 45 mega mixes.
No, as a matter of fact, more the 12-inches, 12-inch albums and things like that. I do have some 45s.
You used
I don't
to
play
do
45s very much. No. It's always big LPs, 12-inches and things like that.
Yeah. So tonight is the big battle. First up, you've been down with DJ Quest and the crew from day one, right?
Day one.
So what was day one for you as a DJ? When did you start? What year?
84, 85, sometime in 85.
And what was the thing that made... Because let's face it, San Francisco was a breeding ground for DJs. People didn't realize it at the time. So what was it that kind of got you going? Was it the radio? Was it your friends?
It was definitely the radio. The underground radio, and more than anything, Cameron Paul. The big commercial, you know, he used to be a power mixer on all the radios here, did remixes and stuff.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
And put out a lot of records, too.
Yeah, and a lot of us came, you know, following that, but there was also KZSU that used to feature a lot of the New York-sounding stuff.
Yeah.
KPO.
I was gonna say.
That also had the New York-sounding stuff, so all of those things together just... got inspired by all that, and then MTV also came out at that time, you know, shortly before. I had just came from Mexico to the United States, so I didn't even realize that it
so
it
how,
was
old,
new
were,
to
how
me.
Old were you when you came from Mexico to the US?
11.
Okay.
Yeah, and then shortly after that, first I started doing graffiti and breaking and things like that. So that was a year into it, you know. As I was learning English, I was learning graffiti.
So hip-hop taught you American culture.
Totally, totally, like I said. And then MTV, I was looking at all these, because I was more into rock and Mexico, things like that.
Yeah.
So when I came here, I started looking at all these videos, Men at Work and Devo, and it was exciting. And
Devo.
Group, my favorite group is Kiss, like the rock group.
Yeah.
So just seeing all these videos, and then all of a sudden, DST crept up in there with a Herbie Hancock scratching.
And
it went on from that, you know. B Street, it was a mixture of all that, but definitely the beginning, you know, the
movies hip-hop played an important role too.
Totally.
And Quest was talking earlier too about the importance of radio, and I was even thinking about it earlier today. I was thinking about it, the thing about, like, now in this 2023, there's so many places to find music. And radio is just one of, like, a great many. But back then, it was kind of the gateway to this new music, right?
Yeah. Everything that you heard, you would hit up different record stores. One record store would have different records than the other.
Yeah.
So you needed to just get around as much as possible, keep your ears open, and...
So, you know, it was a trip. Back in the 80s, that's when I started, early 80s, DJing on Calyx. And I remember one time I was on in the morning, and this kind of proves the point about how people would hear the music on the radio, and people would tape the radio.
Right.
And this woman listener, she called up and she goes, "Hey, could you play such a song with such an artist?" And she said, "Don't talk before, but let me know when you're going to play it, but don't say anything right before it."
That's
just so you could tape it, because that was the only way you could hear the music.
The original mixtapes.
Yes.
Now everybody
the pause
used to
mix.
Make.
Hey, quick question. Tonight, you're going to be there tonight, right? The
That's
DMC?
Right. Yeah.
Are there any? Have you been following the different contestants, the different
not
from
too
countries?
Much.
No?
Not too much.
So it'll be a surprise to you?
That's how I want to keep it.
So usually with battles, you're not really a battle DJ per se, are you?
Not much. No. More
but usually mixing with But when you go to battles, do you often think, oh, man, the judges picked the wrong person? Or do you normally agree?
Sometimes, you know, everybody's got their opinions.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate the art and everything about it, you know, going to check out the homies doing the performances and things like that, you know.
So yeah. Well, Too Fresh, it's good to see you again, my man.
Yeah.
Thank you for stopping by.
Billy Jam.
DJ Mars is on the way, but with traffic on the Bay Bridge coming into San Francisco, they ain't making it here. We only have like about 4 minutes on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City. New York City, home of hip-hop. Just like I pictured it, 91.9 FM and online everywhere in the interwebs, WFMU.org. Shout out going out to Timmy D, Be Now Homeboy, DJ Peanuts, Spider-Man, Bird, Chili Mac Pagoda, and everybody who hooked us up during Hellraiser. And Mr. Fine Wine is next. Special thank you to DJ Quest for hosting today's show.
Yeah.
Special thank you to Tomcat for being here. He's cutting up now. We're going to get into the two of them. And also, shout out going out to Luke Rock and everybody else who was in the house or in the spirit right here in the Mission District, San Francisco, WFM. You know.
The Mission.
Yeah. And my beat goes boom. Bucci. At 6, Tuesdays.
You're tuned to WFMU. This show is called Downtown Soulville. I'm Mr. Fine Wine. I'll be here for an hour spinning Soul 45s. No theme or anything tonight, unlike the last 4 weeks of shows. Probably not going to talk too much either. Just going to play you some excellent Soul 45s.
Gentlemen, the story you're about to hear is a true story. After listening to it, probably most of you ladies here won't believe my story, but most of the fellas, I think, will agree that these things really do happen. Shucks, made me mad, taking advantage of me. When I first came to the city, I was a country boy. Girls in the city tried to take advantage of me. While walking down the street, I met two girls. They said, ain't he sweet? I said, I'm taken already, and I need just my gal back home. Oh, and my mule name Patty. They said, your mule name is Patty? I said, you're doing too. They said, your gal totes a gun. I said, your mata ride. And she's fast on the draw. And she can shoot on sight. They took me by my arms and said, we'll do you no harm. I said, oh, let me go now. I want to go back home. They walked me to the doorstep. I said, don't make me go in. The cop looked up and kind of scratched his head. You better get away from me, son. You a real silly one. Come on, some girl taking advantage. You made you something else. But Mr. Law, I swear to law, the girl tried to do it. They tried to take advantage of me.
Had your fun, but what did you prove? cried for my baby. I cried for my baby. I cried for my baby all night long while tears came tumbling down. I looked high and I looked low, searched this town from door to door. Wonder where did baby go? Without a love, I'm going down slow. I cried for my baby. I cried for my baby. I cried for my baby all night long. My tears came tumbling down. I need baby home tonight to hold me close and squeeze me tight. Press her sweet little lips to mine. Send cold chills up and down my spine. I cried for my baby. I cried for my baby. I cried for my baby all night long. My tears came tumbling down. My clock won't wind, my phone won't ring. Cat won't mew, my bird won't sing. I just can't be satisfied. Poor little dog crawled off and died. I cried for my baby. I cried for my baby. I cried for my baby all night long. My tears came tumbling down. Cried for my baby. I cried for my baby. I cried for my baby. I cried for my baby.
How can I go?
How can I go?
I met a
Downtown Soulville radio program. Mr. Fine Wine is my name. I'm here every Friday spinning these Soul 45s that I carry in a little box that sometimes I get asked about on the subway, and I am reluctant to answer what's in the box. Because who knows what they have in mind? Sometimes they say it's my kidneys. That always gets a quizzical look. Anyway, we just heard from Catherine Hughes. That was, well, it especially works when I have this metallic box. It looks like it could be carrying some sort of medical stuff. That's when I say it's my kidneys. How Can I Go, the name of that Catherine Hughes song. Peppermint Harris did I Cry For My Baby. Joe Mayfield, I'm On The Move. Mark Summers, some comedy. City Girls, Take Advantage Of Me. And Joe Guitar Morris out of New Orleans on the Ron label with the Get Back Part 2. In the background, this instrumental is called Rollin'. It's by Jimmy Tolliver and his California Bluesmen. So I want to thank everybody who contributed last month to our Hellraiser fundraiser. We made our goal, and we are very pleased with that. And with you, thank you so much. Swag's being sent. You should get it, you know, in the next couple weeks. If you have any questions, you can contact Joe Magasco, our listener services director. Pledge at WFMU.org is where to find him. Let's hear a Detroit record by the Two Friends. Some early Motor City soul sounds.
Just a little smile, 'cause darling, I know if I ask. my coffin, smoking cigarettes. The things I did to you, you should never forget.
So big.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. The Happy Cats in the background right now on Ali McLaughlin's OMAC label out of Detroit. I'm not even going to, you know, I trust that you know the name of this record. The Barons with a Wilson Pickett cover, Baby Call on Me. Big Martha, You Don't Love Me Like You Used To. Danny Woods, who would go on to be a founding member of the chairman of the board. You Had Me Fooled. And the two friends, that's Steve Mancha and Wilbert Jackson.
Walk all over you.
Name of the two friends record was Just Too Much to Hope For. So there's that a few years later was recorded by Tammy Terrell from Motown, which makes me think I should do a lot of Motown records have these early precedents. I should do pairs of Motown records that are very different. I'm going to take that under advisement for a future show. So, just for the heck of it, when the Happy Cats are done, I'm going to do a little soulful gospel set. Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. Some gospel 45s, and that's it. Soul Messengers out of L.A. did I've Been Changed. Jackson Singers, Good News. Southern Trumpets, a different Good News. Little Stevie, the other Detroit Little Stevie, with the sensational Reynolds Singers, moving on the Demoristic label. Not many releases on Demoristic, but all but one of them are really good. Soul 45s every Friday night from 8 to 9 p.m. This one in the background is called A Message to Regina. It's by Hank Jacobs on the Call Me label. Got one queued up. Oh, from Cleveland. Some raw Cleveland soul by a woman named Penny North. Stay tuned for that.
Days gonna end. What the lady told me. She said, Larry, I'm sorry, I gotta go. 'Cause I found me a new love that I love more. I know that must have been a bitter pill for you to take.
Sure was, man.
It make your poor heart wanna break.
This is what I told her.
You and your new love, keep on keeping on. I know that love and feeling is gone. I'm
too late.
Way too late, baby.
Too late.
You messed up your good thing. I'm through with you, girl. Keep that love, man, if that's what she call it. She'll mess around and be the major alcoholic.
Sorry about that.
I gave her my heart, she only used it. She took my love and she abused it.
You gotta find a girl that will treat you right. That'll give you plenty of loving every night now.
That's what I told
you. You and your new love, keep on keeping on. I know that love and feeling is gone. I'm
too late.
Way too late, baby.
Your good thing
with you, girl.
You can go on and find me somebody else. I can live cheaper by myself. Don't need no woman to help me starve to death. Can you dig it? Hey, Watson, dig this. This is what I told her. I don't want no one who don't love me. Keep on dishing out misery.
You don't want nobody that don't treat you right. She got to love you every night now.
Take this.
You and your new love, keep on keeping on. I know that love and feeling is gone. I'm
too late.
Way too late, baby.
Too late.
You done messed up your good thing. Your ship is gone by, baby. I'm gonna find me somebody new.
Too late, baby.
WFMU, Downtown Soulville Show. Thus ends another week's batch of Soul 45s. These are the Soul Trippers in the background. This instrumental is called Girl of Mine. Larry Williams and Johnny Watson. Too Late. Fred Hughes, Don't Let This Happen to Us. Willie Hutch, Love Runs Out. Little Milton, one of my all-time favorite singers. I did a tribute show to him a few years ago. Pulled out like 15 of his records or something like that. He made so many great ones. What a voice. Sometimey, the name of that Little Milton track. Roscoe Robinson did One Bodillion Years. And Penny North on the Luau label out of Cleveland. Thought I had a good thing. Stay tuned for Nate the K. I'll be back next Friday with more Soul 45s. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
There's another way to make change, and I will not give up. I have come too far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.
Personal disease, and I want you to pay attention. No.